Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
This week's changing track is for Tony. In 1991, after school, I went to Israel for what is now called a gap year. We lived in Jerusalem with a bunch of other people from around the world. Imagine 100 people studying together during the day, partying at night in our dorms, travelling the country on the weekend. I had a girlfriend from England, but I was also very close with and attached to another young woman from Argentina. My young love with my girlfriend from England was remarkable. She is whip smart, and I was loyal. I was living in bliss. I'd wake up every day, and I couldn't believe I was in bed with this woman, whom I considered to be a goddess. I was obsessed with her, and I stayed with her. It was an up-and-down relationship, but God, we were in love. I have a photo of her sitting at a bus stop in front of some flowers. My God, she was gorgeous. We had a wild time together, learning what young love meant. But this Argentinian girl, sheesh, we just clicked. We laughed endlessly together. And of course, everyone noticed. And my English girlfriend knew how close I was to this Argentinian. Lord knows why my girlfriend put up with me. The strongest memory of this Argentinian girl is just before she left Israel. She was sitting on a bed opposite me, laughing. She'd just showered, and I can still smell the conditioner in her hair. It's one of my strongest memories of teenage lust and passion. I leaned over and gave her one lingering kiss. At least that's what I remember. And then I stopped, or we stopped, or something. I was filled to the brim with entangled, powerful emotions, stuck inside my own heart and hopelessly, desperately conflicted. I was completely unable to work out exactly what my young heart was so full of. Somehow, I thought I could maintain that friendship right alongside that relationship in a hothouse of partying, hormones, and a year away from home without parents or responsibilities. I was a fool. I didn't realize that just being honest would have made a world of difference. Now, I know I treated them both badly. Back then, I was just a confused mess. To both of them, I am sorry. The Argentinian girl and I met up a few years later, and it ended poorly, with her sitting crumpled on the floor crying, and me walking out the door. More recently, she told me how heartbroken she was, and I told her how sorry I am. It felt good, like resolving loose ends. The English girl and I have also been in touch. There's still a lot of what was good between us, but there is still tension and pain. That relationship was enduring and real. But I left her a year later, and I didn't handle that departure well either. Reading this back, this is very much a man's story, entitled and self-important. I already see my teenagers are better at romance than I was. But then I wonder, is that what youth is? Where we make our mistakes, live our lives, and hopefully learn how to put the pieces back together in a way that heals us all. Those two relationships taught me so much, shaping the mistakes and successes that came after. My wife is my best friend and has been the love of my life for decades. As we approach 50, we're in a really good place. It's been tough at times, but as we get older, we get better at enjoying each other, giving each other space, and supporting and nurturing each other. She is, obviously, much better at this than I am. I remember one afternoon, walking back to the campus where I studied for the final time, nearly 30 years ago, with my Walkman headphones on. I was pounding the white stone footpath, walking fast, past the pine trees, and looking over what is one of the best views of the city of Jerusalem, with all its tragic and beautiful history. Freddie Mercury never performed this live, but for me back then, it was how I felt. Now, it seems to perfectly sum up the arrogance and innocence of youth. That feeling of being invincible is incredible and naive. In the same way, I was sure I understood Jerusalem's history, but I now know I was blithely unaware of it. I also didn't know then that this was written by Brian May about his departure from one relationship and the beginning of the next. It's hard to have regrets. I don't know if I stayed with the right woman. I'm ambivalent about Israel. But in important ways, what I didn't do doesn't matter. What does matter is how I treated the women in my life and what I learned. I've apologized to one of them. I really must have that conversation one day with my former English girlfriend. But I think I did okay. And Tony's Changing Track is I Want It All by Queen.